back. I came back last night, or yesterday, from an event in Burlington at the Crossroads Center. What a beautiful place that is. I believe it's been there for about 12 years, and it's it looks the same inside as it does outside. It's a replica of the original 100 Huntley Street in Toronto. And why were we there? Well, we were there as a gathering of a relatively small group of the Anglicans in Canada, but to my mind, a crucially important group. After years of waiting for the Anglican Church of Canada to turn back on the course that they seem to have set themselves, biblically faithful Anglicans are joining the province of the Southern Cone in South America. The Anglican world is split into provinces, so we have a province in Canada, a province in England, which is called the Church of England, and so on. And the province of the Southern Cone includes Argentina and Chile and Peru. And so this is a major thing. And we have been granted episcopal oversight by Archbishop Gregory Venables, who is the primate of the Southern Cone. And the way ahead, of which this is the first step, was detailed in this conference this past Thursday and Friday in Burlington, which I attended. And I can therefore give details to anyone who calls me. And I'll give you my telephone number right now. It's 613-591-3903. So I'll be happy to tell anyone who wants to know about what happened at Burlington. I haven't got time to go into it in any depth here. The Southern Cone move is a temporary one, because in the longer term, probably within the next year and a half, there will be a new province created in North America. And that will be populated by individuals and churches from both the United States and from Canada. But while that is being set up, we are going to be members of a South American church. How exciting! There was a certain amount of Spanish being spoken at the conference. Here in Ottawa, the Anglican Gathering of Ottawa is the body that supports biblically faithful Anglicans who are no longer comfortable with the new directions that the Anglican Church of Canada is moving in. And our website is www.anglicangathering.ca. And we're holding a public meeting in Ottawa on Sunday, the 9th of December at 7:30 at the McNabb Recreation Centre on Percy Street. So that's Sunday, the 9th of December at 7:30. And I invite any of you who are concerned, who are worried about what's happening in the Anglican Church, and if you're a member of the Anglican Church, you know what I'm talking about, unless you've been on Mars for the last few years. So come out to that meeting, and I will be there, and some of my friends from the Anglican Gathering of Ottawa will explain the current situation, and we'll invite you to come and join us show you the way ahead, which I feel excited about. I'm really pleased about how things have turned out recently. So my number again is 613-591-3903. We're getting into the spirit of Spain. I'm going to play a song that we sang as a worship song at the conference, although we sang the English words. Here are the Spanish words. And then following this, I'll use the same band, which happens to be my favorite Christian band, and we'll play a hymn that was the theme song for the conference. It was called Building on the Solid Rock. Now, we didn't have the delirious version of Solid Rock at the conference, but I'm going to play it today because I love it very much. Anyway, first of all, this one.
Los mares y sentir el gran temor.